the one here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time with your hosts, Pam and Vanetta, and we are celebrating Mother's Day.
It's here.
Mother's
here.
Day, which is
our day.
It is our day. It's a wonderful time. We certainly acknowledge people who no longer have their mothers, but they have their mothers in their spirit, in their heart.
You're never without your mother.
You carry that with you. You certainly do. So I certainly, and Vanetta and I would be remiss if we did not acknowledge our own mothers. Right now. So I do want to acknowledge Rita Dimes. I love you. I really value everything that you have taught me, everything that you have given me. I know that I am the mother I am today, and I might annoy my children because of it, because of you. But you have taught me so much. So you have really taught me so much. And Vanetta is going to honor her mother as well.
My mother, Patricia Dalton Goldsmith. Okay. A lot of names there, Mom. I was the only child. My mother was a single mother for many years, and she did everything she could to give me the best possible life. And I thank her for that. And my mother is an excellent grandmother. My boys think that the world rises and sets. Aww. They actually even tell on me to her. So I am blessed, Mama, for being, you were a mother and a father at different times. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. But today we're going to be talking about, because on Tea Time, we talk about what everybody's talking about. And I'm sure what everybody will be talking about is about Mother's Day and what they have learned from being a mother. And so we're going to talk about that. I have two questions for you, Vanetta. One is, what is the best thing about being a mother? And secondly, what is the biggest thing that you learned from your own children?
Okay. I think the best thing about being a mother is the first time you hold them in your arms. Oh, there's a love like no other. I remember each one looking down in their face. I don't remember much of that whole year, but from the first one. But I remember that. And then the best thing, I think, is seeing what they grow into. Mm-hmm. And with me, the men that they're becoming, I'm proud of. I always thought, I raised them with the thought, I'm not raising boys, I'm raising men. Mm-hmm. So I'm
forward
proud of
thinking right from the beginning.
Right there. I've always been that way. And what am I most proud of? I'm proud of them counseling me now. My son came in yesterday with a Mother's Day gift. Mm-hmm. And I said, lots going on at my place of employment. I was worried. He said, Mom, you reinvented yourself twice before. Ooh. He said,
now which one was that?
Dalton.
And Dalton is her oldest.
My oldest one. And
he's very wise. I've always thought Dalton.
Yeah, now that's what you old. He was old. He's always been old.
Nice.
He said, and if this is not where you're supposed to be in the next few months, leave. You got a lot to give. He said, your stock is high.
Ooh, I love that. Your stock is high.
Okay. That made me very proud. That was a very proud moment.
Oh, my goodness. So from him, you learned what that's like, to have strength and remember that, you know
what I
need to be self-assured.
To be more self-assured. Mm-hmm. As loud as I speak, as over the top, I do tend to lack confidence.
Yeah. And I know. And you people probably would not know that.
No. And he was like, believe in you, Vanetta. Mm-hmm. And I tell this to my staff, invest in you, believe in you.
Yes.
Put yourself first. But it's hard to do it as women.
Yes.
We know that. And so it was just nice to hear that.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you. What I love most about being a mom is seeing what my children have become and seeing that at every stage. Like, you know what?
And there were some stages you were like, oh, I don't like this.
But I mean, I really, you know, for good and bad, I really cherish every single stage. Even though I always tell people I love being an empty nester. I tell people, I'm like, this is like, I'm living the best time of my life now. Yeah. But I've earned it. And I am appreciating it because of the fact that I have had children and now I have an empty nest, but I love seeing the people they become, and I'm still looking forward to seeing all the things that they are still going to do and achieve. And now I'm a nana. So it's like, and people used to always say, oh my God, wait till you're a grandparent. It's going to be even like double. And I'm like, oh my God.
I've heard it's like, enough in love. My mother tells me that.
It's like, I didn't know. I didn't really fully understand that, but it is. I pray that you can have that I as pray well. For it. But it is.
It's a difference. But let me just say this, because I saw it the other day when I was with you, with your grandson. He dropped a drink and you said, don't put it back in that cup. And then he's no, it wasn't in that cup. And you were like, okay, you poured it in that cup, but I'm going to put a little bit in. And I was like, now she would have never done that for her kids.
There's so
she
many was, things I would have never
I was like, no, he absolutely didn't tell her to put it in absolutely that cup, and she did it.
That's right. They have what they want to have.
I mean, you're going to have this cup. And
yes, hey. Because they can go home and I don't have to deal with all the consequences. But it's true. It's wonderful. But I mean, the thing that I have learned, the best thing I have learned from my children, and I know you're not going to believe it because I'm a work in progress, but it's to be more patient, because children teach you patience.
They do.
But in a wise,
I've seen the evolution of you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Now that's
but I do. They've taught me to be more patient,
mm-hmm.
And to have more grace. And you know, I have to extend grace because I understand that nobody is perfect. And we are all a work in progress. But I think that's a wonderful thing that they have taught me, because I do. I try to have more patience and be more open-minded and see things maybe from a different lens, a different perspective. So
and we're different. And we can learn from our kids. Yeah. I can say that I always remember this. And my mother says it's not true. She never said she was sorry for anything. Nothing. And I tell my children I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I made mistakes. But I remember when my oldest got ready to go off to college, and I wrote him a letter and I said, I apologize for the mistakes I made. I did my very best. You're like, don't apologize for nothing. Take that out, that letter. I read it to you. You were like, you are a good mother. You don't apologize for anything.
Yeah. Because you have raised them to the point that they are, you know, they're not sadomasochists or anything. You got nothing to apologize to those kids for. Okay, they should be sending you back every couple of weeks a check in the mail.
Now, that's a good idea. Okay, so, that's a good idea.
But I also want to say that I do admire you as a mom. I think that you're a wonderful mother, and we always show each other little tokens. So I have something for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. If you want to get that bag, and I love this bag. Okay, see, now I want you all to see this.
This is how I want to live.
Yes, I love reusable bags, and I love it when they have all kinds of stuff. This is a nice bag for you. You keep the bag. And this is your card. Oh. Happy Mother's Day.
Now, I wasn't expecting this.
So I want you to open it. Open it now.
Open it.
Hurry, hurry.
Okay, I'm hurrying. Oh, they are so adorable.
Don't look at the price, because I forgot to take the price out. But I love these.
Look at these.
This is for outside. This is
I'm planning.
And I want us to sit outside. We're going to have a show.
Oh, she found a way to put herself in.
Yeah. We're going to have a show, and we're going to drink out of a pink flamingo. And
that is so cute.
I love that. When I said and it has pink in it, and she's a member of a Greek sorority that has some colors that.
Oh, I love everything about this. I love everything about this. It is on. Now, Pam, I forgot we were doing our show.
I love it.
I have a gift for Pam. It's incomplete, but let me tell you what the other part is. She knows. Every year, I have to give her scratch off. And my husband says she's scratching.
I said, okay, please let me be a winner. Please let me be a winner.
This is her gift.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, it's happy.
Okay. It's her favorite. Okay, this is not a new concept.
Oh, but wait a minute. First, I was like, wait a minute. Oh my God.
Is that
this is beautiful? I love little flowers like this.
You can make it live.
It's an African violet, isn't it? Oh my God. You know what? I've been thinking about African violet. And look, she put my little grand on her little thing that was on top of her cupcake when she turned 1 year old. Oh my God. I've been thinking about African violets since the Met Gala. And I was thinking about what would I wear if I was in the Met Gala. And I said, I would have somebody design a dress for me with all African violets.
Well, what I said, I've had it a week. I've been keeping it alive for you. And I said, look, it's a little teapot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got some wine. I love Cabernet. And she knows that. Everybody know I love Cabernet.
Everybody, even Cabernet knows.
Cabernet. And maybe I should have told them to name my grandbaby Cabernet. Oh, my goodness.
Little cab.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? I hope you all have a blessed Mother's Day. We have enjoyed doing this. You all take time to say hello and happy Mother's Day
to all the mothers.
To all of the mothers. And once again, if you are without your mother today, think of her in heaven and continue to live your life as a statement, as a legacy to her memory. And so we thank you so very much as always. And until next time, we'll see you for another episode of Public Opinion Tea Time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.